From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. New York City's history includes the cases of Abner Louima, Patrick Dorisman, and Amadou Diallo, all black men who were killed or attacked by police officers. Now the death of 23-year-old Sean Bell has protesters taking to the street. Bell was African-American, leaving his bachelor party, and shot by undercover NYPD officers who mistakenly believed he had a gun. This puts New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the position of asking for unity while officials investigate what happened.
Our administration has always had a policy of open-door communications with all community leaders, as you know. And at times like this, I think it is absolutely essential that all of us come together, share what we know, and commit ourselves to fairness, openness, and justice.
Mayor Bloomberg also met with community leaders, including the Reverend Al Sharpton. Earlier, I spoke with Reverend Sharpton, who believes this situation requires more than talk.
We must see some real action. One, we must see some policy change that the police department can do right now. There must be sobriety tests given police. These policemen were allowed to drink 2 beers. How do we know they only drunk 2 beers? Well, because their officer at the scene checks that. Well, how do we know the officer at the scene checks it correctly? How do we know if, in fact, there's a case that the proper sobriety information is given to a jury? So they can change policy right now. He can change policy in terms of excessive force, saying that there's no way a policeman is allowed to use deadly force, and certainly not above these a certain amount of bullets. We don't want, as I told him yesterday, just conversation. Conversation is better than Giuliani, but it's still not the arrival at us having a society in New York or around the country where civilians and police are respected.
But, Reverend, I mean, you do admit that Mayor Bloomberg has at least opened the door for conversation. Can you point to specific policies of the NYPD that you think failed in this case? Because from what I understand, they weren't supposed to view a vehicle as a deadly weapon. What would you want changed specifically?
Well, specifically, I wanted the policy that exists enforced. They were not supposed to pull arms and use it as deadly weapon when it was only a question of a vehicle. That's one. So even before we go to new policy, they must enforce the old policy. The policy that existed Saturday night must be enforced. Secondly, as I stated, the sobriety test must be put there for the vice squad. Thirdly, there must be some accountability at the scene that is independent of that vice squad. There must be a way that accountability kicks in when you have a scene involving a squad, and the accountability cannot be supervised by someone from that squad that has a self-interest in terms of their own career to protect their unit.
Do you think this is similar to the Patrick Dorisman case where you had a guy who was approached by an undercover police officer, didn't recognize him as a cop, and then he died in the altercation?
No, I think that there was no approach here. I think this is similar to the New Jersey 4 case where you had some young men in a car, headed down south, went down the Jersey Turnpike, and troopers pulled them over, said they suspect they had a gun. When they tried to back out, they said they felt they were assaulted and shot in that car multiple shots. I think this, and we fought that case. In fact, that is the case that put racial profiling on the law books in the state of New Jersey. I think this case, there was no personal contact between these officers and these men. This was these officers saying what they thought it meant when this car allegedly hit the police van. That was an unmarked van, by the way.
Last question. What about the family? What have you learned from them that is going to inform what you do?
Well, they are a very strong family. You have 4 different families involved. You have 3 victims, and you have Nicole, who now has to raise her 2 children, really part of the Bell family. And all of them are very strong, committed to justice, and feel that they were solid people. 1 that we lost, 2 that we have been seriously and permanently impacted.
Reverend Sharpton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, that was Reverend Al Sharpton. We also extended an invitation to the NYPD, but they didn't provide a spokesperson in time for our broadcast.